listeners. Kind of like the thing you're doing tonight at Tower Sunset, but totally different.
Right.
But it's just one of the many free shows that we're, you know, doing all this stuff.
Did we play
to.
With that?
Yeah, we played with them.
You oh, did? Yeah. At one of the festivals or something?
No, it's a Rock Against Racism benefit.
We went down like a lead balloon, I think.
Sort of, really?
Everybody else was really heavy and we were kind of sort of...
Everyone looked really puzzled when we came on and played this sort of melodic stuff.
They were like, who are these people being all nice and everything? Yeah. So you're in town, you're going to do this Tower Sunset thing, and that's at 7 o'clock tonight, and I guess they gave out all the wristbands, they started giving them out, but they pack, you know, hundreds of people in the Tower Records on Sunset, and it's a cool store, it's one of my favorites, you know, for a big, like, store, because the manager, Todd, over there is really into music, so he's not just
I
like,
saw the Stray Cats doing in store at that one.
You did?
You did?
It was a long, long, long time ago, but yeah, they played in the car park.
Oh, they did. They play. Well, they'll actually have you play inside.
Right.
Except for the inclement weather, maybe we'll have you play outside.
Oh, right.
So you can feel at home and everything. You were really bumming out because you were like expecting to have a nice, luxurious day by the pool. Like
I
you
know.
Were
well, my mum lives here, and she was telling me all week, "Oh, it's beautiful here. It's so hot." And I get here. It's raining.
It seems to be everywhere we go.
You know what it is? It's that damn Oasis canceling their concert last night.
Did they cancel?
They had to. I guess Noel has really got the flu or something.
They're getting a bit stroppy, aren't they? Because we saw them in Vancouver, and they walked off stage after 20 minutes because someone threw a shoe at them. And that was it. That was it. We just sat in darkness for about an hour, and they'd gone. It was like, oh.
Oh, is that it then?
Yeah.
And you weren't even finished with your first beer, I guess.
There was no beer.
There was no beer?
No, it was only...
Well, then what was the... Maybe that's why they left. But I thought throwing shoes, you know, that was a sign of love. Like, maybe the people didn't have underwear.
If it hit him, I would have understood, but it didn't even hit him.
They did that at a Pearl Jam show once. Everyone was, like, throwing shoes. What's the weirdest thing that's been thrown on stage at a Lush show? What's, like, the weirdest thing you've been hit with? The best thing.
Well, I got hit by a full pint of beer, but that's not very unusual, and it wasn't very funny either.
Mm. So you're gonna kick some ass if you find out who that
pint
thrower was.
You never know, do you?
No,
you remember I got really angry, and I got a beer, and I threw it, and I must have probably hit everyone except whoever did it, you know, because you just hit this wide area of people, like, who it's nothing to do with.
Right.
So,
well, maybe you have to bring a flashlight with you on stage and, like, you know, seek them out. Or get your henchmen to, you know, jump off and just... No, that wouldn't be friendly. That wouldn't be the friendly Lush show we're used to. Plus, you have the show tomorrow night at the Whiskey, right?
Yeah.
Which is completely sold out. And then a month later, you're playing at the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just going to hang around in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we're just going to stay for a month.
For the month? That'll be great. You'll be bound to hit a good weather day if you just hang around for a month. It'll be fun. We can have sleepovers and stuff. We'll go shopping. We'll sit by the pool. How about it? Is it a date? We hang around for a month? Or?
Well, there's a small matter of having to go on tour.
Oh, you have some other concert dates? Oh, just cancel those. Hang out in L.A. No, what is it like a 4AD package tour? What's the deal, actually?
Yeah, there's us, Mojave 3, and Cher. And they've called it Shaving the Pavement. Don't ask me why. Nobody seems to know.
Is that a 4AD art term that
we
don't know about?
I suppose so. And there's this sort of little shoe with a brush on it. I don't understand it. So we'd like to know who thought that one up and hurt them.
throw that pint at them.
Yeah.
Okay. So that tour has already started, or that starts like tomorrow with your show?
No, I've done about... 4 dates so far.
Oh, cool.
It's going all right. Well with everybody, so.
All right. It's Mickey and Chris from Lush. Let's play Lady Killers, and we'll chat with you a little bit. If you have some questions for the band, call them in, 1-800-520-1067 here at K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. Mickey and Chris from Lush are guests in the studio here at K-Rock. My name is Tammy. So I was asking when the last time you played in town was, because you have all these dates coming up. You're doing the Tower Sunset thing, and you're doing the Whiskey, and then... In a month from now, the Palace. It was a couple of years ago, right, when Split was out?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about that, Chris?
The Glam Slam.
The Glam Slam.
Oh.
And we played for about... Well, it's a horrible day because we got searched on the way in. We were the band and we weren't allowed to take photographs and they were being really mean to us.
Strip searched, you know?
Not, the full
cavity
surgery. Did they put their finger up your bum?
No, they didn't.
Oh, see, then it would have been worthwhile, right?
And then the power went off after three songs, and then no one could fix it.
There was just like a lot of men with ponytails running around panicking.
Ooh, that whole ponytail thing with cell phones?
And yeah, and people who had been really rude to us all day, and they were like, and they didn't have the key to the room with the generator, and the guy who had it was a half hour drive away, and it just went on and on and on, and we were meant to be really impressed because this guy was going to have to answer to Prince, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
He was saying, you think you've got problems.
Well, it's closed, if that makes you feel any better.
I know, it does make me feel better, yeah. Actually.
Good. So that's why you've come back. You've decided to come back after a couple of years. So whatever happened to the Lush cab? I was in England a couple of years ago, and you had one of those cabs that was all painted like the last album, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys get to keep that?
No, I think you hire it for like 6 months or something.
Yeah. And then it gets painted. Then
it gets resprayed.
Did you actually get it, like, ride around in it when it was painted up?
Well, apparently, like, we could ring up and order it.
But I was never that cheeky, really. Yeah, I always thought that was a bit.
Were you like embarrassed by it? Because I always thought it was kind of cool.
You know, actually, a lot of people thought it was a soft drink because it had lemons all over it, and they thought, oh, is that some new drink that's being marketed?
I've always wondered, does Lush refer to like hard drinks? To, like, you know, anyone in
there
the band.
Is that element.
And then it's also luxurious and verdant.
Right.
And in North England it means lush is somewhat good. It's right lush.
Right. So what has the reaction been to that song Lady Killers? Because it's not what people think Lush sounds like. Although, to me, that doesn't make sense because you are Lush, so whatever sounds you make, that sounds like Lush. But you know what I'm saying? It's got more of a kind of a poppy, faster, I know you probably hate this, Echo Belly Elastica sort of sound, as Mickey scratches.
Pardon me while I throw up.
sorry, we have the puke right over there.
I don't know, I mean, the last single we had out of Split was Hypocrite, and that was pretty comparable, really. You know, it was the same sort of slightly punky, up-tempo, nasty lyrics.
So it's always sort of been there.
Yes, it's always sort of been there.
I think it's the production and all that has brought everything a bit more up front. Like a lot of the stuff on the album, there's a lot of stuff like that that's really quite hard hitting, and it's got a lot to do with the production. There's been other stuff which has been the same sort of songs, but the production's been different. So
And we've sounded like this live pretty much for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think it's such a leap to us, you know what I mean? Doesn't seem that different.
Do you mind that other people have kind of come and taken pieces or gotten kind of credit for what really was the Lush sound? Because you guys have been around for a lot longer than some of these, you know,
like
new British bands. Well, I don't want to name names, but
like
I think
who?
I already did. Well, you know, it's just, you know, if let's say someone just started listening to music yesterday. And they didn't know that Lush had this history, you know, a bunch of albums out and been around for, what, 6, 8 years, something like that.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, this Lush band sounds like so-and-so.
Sleeper, Echo Band.
Yeah, right. Well, like I said.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, I suppose we're too near it, because I never think we sound that much like them anyway. I don't even think they sound like each other.
Yeah.
You know, I just think because there's a girl singer and it's sort of alternative or indie or whatever people want to call it, I just think that's irrelevant. I mean, you know, when we started, we got compared to like My Bloody Valentine or something, you know, because they'd been around longer, and it's just not that. I don't really think about it that much, actually.
So was Lady Killers kind of a composite story of different gentlemen you've met along the way, or
three in particular? Yeah.
Oh, really? You want to name names now?
I can't, actually. I really can't, because
if
it's not fair.
If I ask a certain person, will you say yes? If I write down initials, will you say yes or no?
All right.
Okay. All right. The initials are MS.
Oh!
Is that true?
How did you know that?
Come on, we're in Los Angeles.
Oh my God. God!
Mickey's face is almost matching her hair right now.
Oh my God.
Right. Well, anyway. But it was, you know, a loving tribute, right? And it wasn't only about him, right?
It's not only him.
No, it's three guys.
It's three in particular.
And one of them is MS.
Hey!
All right. Yeah. So no further word. I mean, it's all in the past now. You got it out by writing the song, right?
Yeah.
So you should feel free to talk about it.
No, because I hate slagging people off when they're not there to defend themselves.
But you've done it in a song.
I know, but no one knows who it is, you see.
Oh.
Unless you stop blabbing.
No, yeah, I'm kind of known for that. I'm sorry. Oh, no. They should have warned you about that. Now I'm dying to know who the other two are. I'll find out. I'll find out within the month that you're
much
here.
More famous.
Really? More famous?
Don't.
Cuter? All right, what band?
Oh, no. Hey.
All right, are they American?
Might be.
Okay. All right, Chris, I'm going to have to talk to you later. You know, there's another song on the album that I absolutely love, and a bunch of us actually are kind of playing that as often as we can, Jason Bentley and Jed the Fish. But it's Last Night, which is really cool, and the opening riff reminds me of something, and I can't really place it, so...
Yeah, it's got that sort of spy film feel about it, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good mood for today's weather. I think it's a good mood setter. So we'll talk a bit more with Lush. Here's Last Night from their new album, Love Life, on K-Rock. 7 K-Rock, Hero Q. It's Tammy here thanking Mickey and Chris from Lush for stopping by.
That's right.
We'll see you tonight at the Tower Sunset. I guess they give away all the wristbands. So, but if you do come down there and you don't have a wristband, you can. I guess you guys are going to hang out and sign stuff for a while.
Yeah.
Body parts and whatnot. Albums. So the gig is supposed to start at about 7, and then when you're done with that, 7:30-ish, however long it takes. And then tomorrow night at the Whiskey.
Yes.
So it must be the best of times and the worst of times over in merry old England, because, you know, worst of times because Take That has broken up. Best of times because Sex Pistols have reunited, so it's kind of evens out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know about that. I'm trying to think which one would be the best of times and which one would be the worst, actually.
I think everybody's going to go and watch just out of a sort of curiosity.
I want to see them.
The Sex Pistols reunion?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of do, but I kind of don't think it's going to... Don't they hate each other?
Yeah. They all have separate buses, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know,
I'm sure they'll sort of play for 20 minutes and storm off stage and they'll call it the sort of... Rock and Roll Swindle Part 2 or something like that.
Yeah, right. Cash from Chaos.
Yeah. Ramones reforming. After a week. And then they reformed after a week. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah, they're on the never-ending, never-ending, you know, farewell tour.
The last and, show ever.
And always. Then Susie and the Banshees break up, but, you know, Creatures are still together.
Yeah. Mm.
And then you have that brilliant Jarvis Cocker from Pulp, who's a guest on your album.
Yeah.
That was the best PR coup ever, to interrupt the Michael Jackson thing. Because no one in America knew who Jarvis was. I mean, they just, you know, Pulp's not that big a deal over here.
No, I know. I don't think he knew it was going to happen like that. I really don't. It was a bit strange.
Well, we all applaud him. Genius. And he's on the album. And unlike these other bands we were talking about, it's all about love with Lush, right?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all take the same bus.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks again for stopping by, and we'll see you tonight and then tomorrow night and then in a month and like that.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by, K-Rock.
All right.